The tallest Jesus statue in the world was completed last month, rising from a cabbage field in a small town in western Poland. Measuring a towering 52 meters, it's nearly 14 meters taller than the famous statue in Rio de Janeiro, and even beats the previous record holder in Bolivia. The setting may lack some of the grandeur of Rio's mountaintop. This Jesus stands across from the local Tesco supermarket. But residents in the town of Srebujen are no less proud of their statue. Dubbed Christ the King, it was the dream of a local priest and was financed entirely through private local donations. But some people in Poland see the statue as being too ostentatious or not representing the true spirit of Christianity. During the statue's inauguration ceremony in late November, hundreds of pilgrims and curious onlookers descended on the town as a singing procession made its way down the street. It's beautiful, just beautiful, said one local man as he gazed at the statue, which stands on a small mound of earth and is topped with a golden crown. The link between the Catholic Church and patriotism is strong in Poland, partly due to the Church's role in opposing communism. The country still has one of the highest church-going populations in Europe. In Srebujen, some people in the procession were carrying banners that read, "Jesus is the only King of Poland." One group was wearing red capes emblazoned with both a picture of Jesus and the Polish white eagle.
Jesteśmy po prostu tu, bo jesteśmy, można powiedzieć, patriotami I po prostu
wierzymy. One man wearing a cape says that he came because he's both a patriot and a believer, and he believes in what the church is doing for Poland. But other local residents see the giant statue as an opportunity to attract tourists to their town, which doesn't normally get many visitors.
Na ja, wir wollen die Statue bei der Einweihung mal sehen.
This man from Germany came to Poland just to see the statue. He says that he's not religious himself, but that he came out of curiosity, and he thinks that there are others who will do the same. Although Poland is an overwhelmingly Catholic country, polls have been divided lately over the overt presence of religion in the public sphere. This debate came to a head last summer with a standoff over a wooden cross outside the presidential palace in Warsaw. Srebujen's statue, which took 5 years to build, is not without its detractors. Some Poles see the whole project as ridiculous, while others simply think that such monuments don't represent the spirit of Christianity. Tomasz Krulak, vice president of Poland's Catholic Information Agency, is one of them. He says that while he respects Srebujen's decision to build it, he doesn't think the statue has much to do with true Catholicism.
I have a problem with the statue of Srebujen. I would like to point out that this idea, the monument from Srebujen, is not a central idea of the Catholic Church in Poland. The best way for Christian community is to build monuments of Christ inside us, in our hearts, in our mind.
But for one young man in Srebujen, the issue isn't so simple.
Przelane, zainwestowane bardziej do dom dziecka, albo, nie wiem, dla biednych ludzi, którzy po prostu...
He says he's sure the money could have been better spent. With that kind of money, we could really have helped people, he says. He does think, though, that lots of people will come to see the statue, and it will be good for the local economy. Plus, he says, we will be famous. Whether tourists will really flock to this small Polish town remains to be seen. But in the meantime, the locals are convinced that their giant Jesus in the cabbage field will finally put them on the map. Hilary Hewler for VOA News, Srebujen.